Lucas Goodwin was released from a federal detention center in Terre Haute, Indiana, 2 months ago. FBI investigators searched his witness protection residence in Dayton, Ohio.
Why was he even out of jail?
He helped the DOJ with an ongoing investigation.
How did you not know that?
WITSEC. Only need to know for security reasons. We found this today at his house. It's suicide note, I guess. We haven't told the press anything, but this is evidence. Once the report comes out,
I'll be out in a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
His liver is just not regenerating fast enough.
What does that mean exactly?
He needs a transplant, or he'll die.
How soon?
Days. We've made him status one. I'm optimistic we'll find him a suitable liver. The recipient list is classified. You're the only two members of the administration who've been briefed.
Is the First Lady aware?
Yes. I informed her this afternoon.
May I?
Please.
I know it's late, but they said you were up, so.
No, I know. I just hadn't eaten all day. I'm sure you haven't. Would you like some salad?
Sure, thank you. It's scary about Frank.
Well, Francis is a fighter.
I wish I could ask his advice. I have my call with Petrov in the morning. I feel good about my understanding of the plan. My concern is him railroading me on the call.
Well, would you like me to be on it? An extra set of ears?
I don't know how Kathy would feel about that.
Well, she doesn't need to know. I could just listen from up here. And maybe I could type a note if you get into trouble.
Come back tomorrow. We're all out, guys. We're all out. Come back tomorrow. Hey, can I siphon a couple of gallons for me? 50 bucks. I'm running
on fumes. I gotta get my kids to school and my husband to work.
80 bucks, 2 gallons.
Sorry, I can't help you. Sorry.
lines open?
Moscow's ready when you are, sir.
You can set it up here. My cliff notes. I'm ready.
Mr. President, you're on with President Petrov.
Mr. President.
All of Russia is praying for the president's recovery. I hope you will extend my warm thoughts to Mrs. Underwood.
I certainly will.
You're a brave man. Take over during such difficult times.
I just want to make sure we find a manageable resolution to this oil.
I've read some of your books, Mr. President.
I just finished Learning to Learn. It was good.
Thank you.
There was a chapter on visualization that really interested me.
Yes, it's a tool for students. It helps them...
I would like you to...
visualize something.
You know, you're standing in the tundra.
Wind, snow.
A machine's drilling through the ice. Long pipelines.
Stretching to the horizon. Do you see?
If you want to talk about
Siberia, I'm more than happy to...
No.
You're not visualizing, Mr. Vice President. Close your eyes.
All right, they're closed.
Good.
Now,
picture the men
working those strings and pipelines.
What do they look like?
Heavy coats, gloves, boots.
Are they Chinese?
You see,
when I picture this, I don't see Chinese.
I agree with you. The less control the Chinese have, the better.
Then why did you send milk into China?
You weren't negotiating with us. We thought they might have more luck.
Their demands would leave us worse off than we were before.
I can get the IMF to provide half the bailout. This would counteract the Chinese demands for drilling rights.
You are playing us off each other.
Mr. President.
I think you're in over your head, Mr. Blythe.
If you would just give me a chance to elaborate.
What give you a chance? What do you know about Russia? About China?
I've been briefed on...
Forgive me, but I don't feel comfortable negotiating with anyone other than the president.
When he recovers, perhaps he and I can speak. So, are we finished?
The president's in very bad shape, sir.
How serious is it?
He needs a liver transplant.
I wasn't aware of that.
You better get used to negotiating with me. If the president dies, it's you and I.
Or nothing at all.
My apologies, Mr. President. I didn't
intend to insult you.
Let's keep a dialogue open. That's all I'm asking. I'd like the opportunity to present you with a detailed proposal countering the Chinese demands. I'll have Secretary Durant work with your foreign minister, and then we'll take it from there.
Are you open to that?
Of course. I look forward to reviewing your proposal.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sir, we didn't want that to get out to the press yet.
The American people deserve to know anyway.
So the Russians don't respond well to weakness. Now that they know that the president's...
You heard him say he's open to negotiation. I say that's progress.
Four days and still nothing. No press conference, no briefing.
We have to let them conduct their investigation on their own terms.
Feels like we're being shut out.
This isn't just the Bureau. They have to coordinate with Homeland and make sure nothing's sensitive.
That's bullshit. There's something about Goodwin that you don't want us to know.
Wrong. I want to know why he did this just as much as you do. But we've got to let the FBI do its job. Same theories when I visited him.
And that was before he struck the plea, correct? I encouraged him to plead guilty. His claims were unsubstantiated.
Tell us about your meeting with the president prior to that meeting with Goodwin.
Lucas asked me to investigate. I did. That involves an interview with Underwood.
You still have your notes?
No notes about a warrant.
Stop. We suggest you don't speak to anyone while we're still.
Don't worry, I don't have any interest in getting dragged into this. I'm going to dig up those notes.
Petrov, the president, needs a transplant.
Why would he do that?
Petrov got under his skin. This is why we should have carried out your husband's plan. We're giving Moscow too much room to maneuver.
Let's not debate what we can't change, Doc. If Moscow knows, we'll have to notify the press.
We're doing that tomorrow. Dr. Saxon will do the briefing.
No, I'll do it. It's better coming from the First Lady.
I agree. We need to address this, too. The FBI found Goodwin's notes in his house.
Can we make them disappear?
No. It's already been cataloged. We need to get out ahead of it and control the story.
All right, get me a copy and report on the investigation so far.
I want to see him. The president. The Secret Service still won't let me.
I'd like Mr. Stamper to have access to my husband, please.
We have strict orders, ma'am. Only you?
Would you like me to call the vice president myself? Douglas, this young man will escort you to his room.
Thank you.
A little past seven.
Sir? Sir, it's Doug.
Just because his eyes are open doesn't mean he's fully conscious.
Insufficient liver function. His brain is swimming in a pool of unprocessed ammonia. If he's seeing anything, it's probably severe hallucinations.
How long until he has a liver?
Could be hours.
Could be days.
He's number three on the list.
Number three?
It's prioritized in terms of need, and who was listed first as a status one.
He is the president of the United States.
It's the law.
The Attorney General is resigning. Add that to the press release for this afternoon.
Her decision or the Vice President's?
My decision.
Goodwin's WITSEC was a DOJ responsibility. We needed Adderall. First hers, then yours. You'll resign tomorrow.
Doug, I know you're under a lot of pressure, but...
You sent the photo of the rebel soldier.
That's not true.
Personal phone. Off the premises.
Yeah, maybe somebody hacked my account or something.
Are you really going to keep lying to me? I could have you arrested. But I'd rather you go quietly.
I know things, Doug.
Nothing you can prove. Now threaten me again.
There's no proposal without China's involvement.
Cassie's tried, but she doesn't have the best relationship with him.
Maybe she needs some help.
Help? How?
Do you mind if I smoke?
Oh, of course not. I quit about 10 years ago. Marjorie forced me to. Still smells delicious.
What was it like when Marjorie died?
Oh, well, it was,
I'm sorry, we don't have to talk about it if you don't want.
No, it's fine. We hadn't had a real conversation in months. Her mind was gone. When she finally died, it felt like a limb had been hacked off. I felt devastated. But I also felt relieved.
That's what I feel about my mother.
Oh, it hadn't even occurred to me. You have Frank and your mother.
When my father died, it destroyed me. But when I think about mother, I feel nothing.
You two aren't close?
No. And I feel the same about Francis. Nothing. I know that must sound awful.
It's a lot to process. There's no right way or wrong way. Ah, wait, hold on.
Nope. Marjorie wouldn't approve. We got sidetracked.
Yes. China.
I have an idea. If you can trust me to handle it.
I'd trust you with my goddamn life, Claire.
Come here, sir. You don't want to know.
What?
No. Ça va, maman.
Je ne sais pas vous laisser attraper un coup de chaleur. Vous pouvez.
Ta gueule. Ah, merci.
C'est qui?
Non, c'est un collègue à moi. Maman. Yeah.
You are a tough guy to track down.
What are you doing here?
You have a plane to catch. First Lady needs your help.
I don't want to have anything to do with
it. Whatever you think of the president, you still have a duty to your country.
Even if he dies, the day I walked out the White House, I promised myself I wasn't going back.
You don't even know what we have in mind.
Doesn't matter. Not going. I'd like you to leave.
Here's your briefing materials.
You're not hearing me.
You should really take a look. Her campaign would be over. What would your parents think?
It looks like you're taking advantage of the fact that he's...
Conway is still campaigning.
He's a Republican, and he's already wrapped up his nomination. Apples and oranges.
We are going to lose if we sit still to a guy who's unconscious.
Heather's right. Underwood's scoring major sympathy points. He's ahead in 6 of the next 7 states.
We need to keep the pressure up. Russia, gas prices.
Attack a president who's fighting for his life?
I didn't call this meeting to debate. I want those states back. So let's start organizing events and media hits.
Prelim budgets and schedules by tomorrow morning.
Cynthia? Where are we on Goodwin?
The security guy's taken care of. He never saw the two of you together.
What about others?
None that he knows of. But it's not like we can ask around.
In November of 2013, Ms. Barnes was struck by a D.C. Metro Rail train. D.C. police classified it as an accident. Some have speculated that...
Have a seat, Remy.
Sorry about Frank.
Oh, please, don't bother. I've had enough people say they're sorry. And I know you don't mean it.
I can't help you the way you want me to.
Leanne told me she was very clear with you.
Won't work. Tusk wants to help you even less than I do.
Well, nobody's doing any favors here, Remy. He's going to get very rich from this.
Why don't you speak to him yourself?
Because he won't listen to me. This needs to seem like your idea, not mine. And you'll make a killing, too.
I don't need the money.
Because you care about other things now. Like Jackie. Which is why you'll make this happen.
I told Dunbar about Frank. About how he knew about the laundering. He wouldn't be president and we wouldn't be standing here.
But you didn't, and you can't now. So here we are.
2 hours, and we got nowhere. All he wants to hear is China. I told him Beijing is not responsive. He doesn't give a damn.
The first lady put a bug in his ear.
Well, whatever bug she put in there won't crawl out.
I'll set up a meeting. Just you, me, and him.
I don't think a meeting is enough. We have a vice president that does not know what he is doing, Doug. He needs to completely turn over all diplomatic affairs to the State Department. Otherwise, my hands are tied.
Not now.
This can't wait.
When we're finished, I will come and find you.
Could you give us a few moments, Madam Secretary?
Seth, you're out of line.
It's all right. Call me.
I will. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
What the fuck are you doing?
You can't fire me.
You don't interrupt a meeting with the Secretary of State.
I can end Dunbar's campaign. We can end it today.
How?
If I deliver, will you keep me on?
You tell me how first. Have a seat, Martha. I've had second thoughts about your resignation. Would you like to remain as Attorney General?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Doug.
Did Heather Dunbar inform you of a meeting between herself and Lucas Goodwin?
You're having me interrogated by my own subordinates?
They only work for you if you keep your job. I suggest you answer their questions.
I'd like a lawyer present.
Let me remind you, ma'am. Failing to have informed us constitutes withholding of evidence.
Heather is a friend.
It's very simple, Martha. You work with us, you stay on as AG. You don't, we prosecute.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to update you on my husband's recovery. The president's medical team gave me a full assessment last night, and they have come to the conclusion that the president is in need of a liver transplant if he's to survive. I'm asking
the nation to pray with me that a healthy liver makes its way to Francis soon. Sorry.
She's good, isn't she?
What are you doing here?
As for the investigation,
First Lady wanted some support.
The FBI Director of Counterterrorism will give you a full briefing, but
I feel it's important to personally address the document found in Mr. Goodwin's residence that was made available to you just before this conference. It's filled with language that would make for flashy headlines. Words like murder, corruption.
The accusation that the president was involved in the deaths of Peter Russo and Zoe Barnes.
Phrases like abuse of power. While they have no basis in reality, they do give us a sad glimpse into a very troubled mind. And it pains me that anyone, even someone who is mentally ill, would think my husband is capable of what Mr. Goodwin believed to be true. But mostly it pains me for Mr. Goodwin's parents,
who are coping with the loss of their son. And by all accounts, he was a decent man for most of his life, but clearly something snapped in him, and he never got the help he so desperately needed. So I ask that all of you respect his parents' grief by not sensationalizing the words of a sick young man. And let's remember Lawrence and Betty Meacham, whose son, Edward,
gave his life because of Mr. Goodwin's illness. Edward's sacrifice is the only reason my husband is still alive. And I'll be forever grateful for his friendship and his devoted service. Thank you.
Counterterrorism Director Nathan Green.
Today we had a new development in the investigation. This afternoon we interviewed the Attorney General. She gave us a full account of a conversation she had with Heather Dunbar the day of the shooting. In this conversation, Ms. Dunbar claimed to have met with Lucas Goodwin personally. And while we have no reason to believe Ms. Dunbar had anything to do with the assassination attempt, we will be questioning her about this alleged conversation.
Are you arresting
her? No, ma'am. We're just here to ask a few questions.
Just to make a formal request.
Sure enough.
Send a request directly to me. No, this is what the
student has. Hey, Kate.
I tried calling. Home and cell.
Pulled out the cord. Turned off the cell.
Because people like me.
The others had the courtesy not to show up at my doorstep.
Courtesy never got me anywhere. Can we talk? Off the record?
If there were anyone but you.
Well, luckily it isn't.
Let me get Fausto. It's time for his walk.
I'm in the nuclear game, not fossil fuels.
No one has a relationship you do in China.
Ah. Chinese disown me.
They'll come around.
Who put you up to this?
Started my own firm.
I thought you were out.
I was fooling myself.
So, president gets shot, and you just can't help taking advantage of the chaos.
What you call chaos, I call opportunity. You're my first client.
I wish you the best. But I'm not your first client. I don't want to have anything to do with the White House.
You lost a lot of money during the Walker scandal.
I did indeed. Which is why I'm turning you down. I'm sorry you came all the way out here for a no.
You don't want to go to prison, do you? Lose the rest of it.
I've already been pardoned.
For the money laundering, not for perjury. You said that Walker knew and he didn't. What you didn't say is that you were working with Frank.
Why should anybody believe you more than me?
You took that chance. You watched Clayton West become a penny stock. Or we're heroes for ending the oil crisis. Everybody gets rich. Your image is restored. They'll probably even let you choose the next ambassador in Beijing.
So you don't think any of it is true?
No. And I wanted to believe him.
So the First Lady's whole teary-eyed thing?
I think she's right. Sophia Lucas snapped. Lucas, I knew, wouldn't have tried to kill a president.
Exactly. That's my point.
Do you honestly think Underwood was murdering people? Where is your skepticism?
I'm skeptical of Lucas, and I'm skeptical of the White House.
How come there's no proof? None. After Lucas tried? After I tried? My advice is to let it go. You're going to repeat the same goose chase we did.
I had to ask.
What does your editor say?
To let it go.
You see?
He's not as good as you are.
Was?
Wish you were at the Telegraph.
Yeah. Let me know if anyone gets fired.
It's open. I came as soon as I got your text. We've been slammed since the press conference.
How's it looking?
Major pulling in the Dunbar story. It was a good idea to have the First Lady tell me.
You want a soda? Glass of water or anything?
Water's fine.
I decided you can stay.
Doug, I hope you can understand. I got nervous. And things weren't looking good, and... Yeah, I wanted an out, in case I needed one. I mean, it was a mistake. I wish I hadn't.
You corrected your mistakes. That's all that matters. You want ice?
Sure.
You can't afford any more shakeups on the campaign right now, especially with the president in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We also can't afford any more of your mistakes.
Shut up!
When I first woke up, I couldn't speak. I had to blink my eyes if I wanted to respond. You understand? If I can't get your loyalty, I will have your obedience. Blink. Blink.
Fuck!
Good morning, Mr. Hammerschmidt.
How can I help you?
We're just returning your notes. We made copies. These are the originals.
Nothing too useful, huh?
No, sir. But thank you for your cooperation. Your paper, too. It was on the step. Well, you have a good day, Mr. Hammerschmidt.
You too.
Don't tell me you're hungry already. I just fed you.
God.
Come on.
Morning.
I suggest we turn the negotiations over to Kathy. If we keep stalling on Russia, gas prices will
go up. Now is not a good time.
I won't have the president come back to a White House in disarray.
We don't know that he is coming back.
He is. I promise you that.
Are you God? Who are you to say? Yes?
Mr. Tusk and Mr. Denton are here.
Send them in. It was arranged this morning. We're discussing Russia.
Sir, I am the chief of staff. You have to keep me informed of these things.
Excuse me, but I believe you answer to me, not the other way around.
Secretary Durant should be here.
This meeting is private. I'll discuss it with you both after.
The president would never allow Raymond Tusk.
Mr. President.
Mr. Tusk. Remy, good to see you.
Mr. President.
Mr. Stamper.
I'll follow up with you later, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking the time to meet with us on such short notice.
Well, there's no time to waste on this oil thing.
I've made some progress with the Chinese.
Sir, the First Lady is in there right now.
She's expecting me. We're trying to win an election, and you want to remind everyone that the president pardoned Raymond Tusk.
Let's find somewhere else.
These are matters of state. You don't have the authority to intervene.
If Donald wants my counsel, that is his prerogative.
You are deliberately deceiving me,
you
going behind my...
You have forgotten your place, Douglas.
My place? What about your place? You leave him when he needs you most. You threaten him, and now that he's in here, you undermine him.
Stop.
You are supposed
that
to
be... That is enough. I will fill you in on everything, but not here at the White House.
Sorry. Doctor.
He's had some sporadic arrhythmia. Will you give us the room for a moment?
Of course. We can't keep battling each other, not with him like this. We need a new path forward, and I would like your help with that. I promise I won't keep you in the dark. I'll meet you at the White House whenever you're ready.
I'm staying here. I think this is more important.
Okay.
Mrs. Underwood.
Mr. Tusk and Mr. Danton have a proposal about how to deal with Russia.
I imagine I'm the last person you expected to see today.
I am a bit surprised, yes, to see both of you.
I'm sure there's some wariness about us being here, but I think we have a good plan on how to handle Russia.
Would you like to join us? Raymond can lay it out for you.
Well, I don't know what I can offer.
Well, we're going to catch some flack if word gets out that I'm back in business with the White House. You could help us smooth that over. Your press conference was very moving. I'm sorry about Frank.
Thank you.
Of course, he'd have a conniption fit if he knew I were in the Oval Office.
Well, he is a pragmatist, Raymond. Whatever works.
Shall we continue? Remy?
So the plan is to propose a partnership between American and Chinese energy companies.
Dr. Saxon. I'd like to donate.
Mr. Sandberg.
My blood type is O. I'm healthy. Let's do the test.
That's not the only criteria for donation. You're a recovering alcoholic. We don't accept...
I don't care about the rules. If I'm a match, I want you to do it.
Even if you were, it wouldn't matter. He's too ill for a partial liver at this point. He needs a full one. I'm sorry. But we'll just have to wait and hope.